More of Guernsey's young people seeking help with employment and how to deal with family relationships. One of the things we've been talking about today in the findings revealed by the Hub's half-yearly report. Oliver Farron rounded up some of the problems that our young people are dealing with.
The report says the majority of its caseload was for issues relating to family and friends, employment, education and training, and staying safe from harm. The Hub says 19% of cases come from young people wanting help with creating a CV and finding out what part-time work opportunities are available. Coming in a very close second with 18% are cases of young people asking for help with family and friendship issues. 16% of the Hub's cases to the end of December last year have been attempting to protect youngsters from harm. This covers issues such as self-harm, but also those who have suffered or are suffering from abuse in various forms.
We heard earlier from Paul, who does a lot of youth work on the island. He's recently formed a basketball team to help give young people something to focus on.
I think talking for myself, I was really happy as a young person. I think that's why it was really good for me to get involved with sport. I played football at an early age, and then from football, I didn't realise it was good that moved into basketball. Are young people happy in Guernsey? I think generally they are. You know, it's hard to say from one person to the next. I think they've got a lot of things to think about, especially when they hit 16, 17, because they've got to think about employment, what they're going to do with their lives, you know. But what I like doing really, you know, is coaching them and having a positive input on their life.
And do you see that come across? Do you see the results of that?
Definitely. You know, our team right now, they really enjoy what they're doing up there, and I love it as well. You know, hopefully, I've told them as well, it's a 2-year cycle, because it's really important not just to start one thing and then, you know, and put it back down. You've got to keep pushing and keep progressing.
Ray got in touch with us this morning to say, you know, what people are working too long these days. There's no time for families to get together, and that's a real problem. James St. Pierre is the Hub's chair and says it is really important to listen to young people.
A lot of young people, like a lot of people, just cope with their normality, whatever that may be. And I think sometimes we are slightly slow to give credit to young people to cope, because no one knows what anyone else's normality is. Obviously, teachers, GPs, families, friends, parents are offering support. One of the key things we find is actually young people are coming to access the Hub because they are supporting a friend that might be going through a difficult time. So that's led on to our service development. We're doing some peer mentoring training. So we're mentoring within schools, training young people to be mentors to people in younger years, to engender that culture of support, empathy and listening.
And Johan got in touch as well today to say that people are much happier than perhaps they used to be, much better at coping with things. Thank you for all your calls and comments this morning. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Got an exciting way to end the week. Plenty for you to talk about tomorrow morning from 7.